Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ty Waller. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Griffin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Griffin. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tavares batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tavares hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham. Tavares reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavares scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dejesu bunts towards first. Kingman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kingman. Bonds scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dejesu. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Waller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tyson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Davis moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mike Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Tyson moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds is walked intentionally. Terry Leach now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. One out. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Waller is 0 for 1 in the game. Waller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Terry Leach. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Mike Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeJesus. Frank Tavares batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tavares is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Lee Smith now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tyson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Mozilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Waller fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Waller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Waller hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stearns for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Tyson, and into shallow right field. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tyson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonds strikes out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson misplays the ball. That's an error on Tyson. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brooks is hit by the pitch. Tavares moves to second. Randy Martz now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavares moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mozilli is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Tavares scores. Brooks scores. Kingman moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Valentine is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Mets. Dick Tedrow now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stearns is 0-3 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Flynn is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flynn hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Stearns. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orozco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Wilson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tavares is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Waller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing third base. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Buckner is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Cubs. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Waller is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Waller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 8. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Tabler now playing second base. Jerry Morales now playing left field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kingman is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mozilli is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 9, Cubs, 9. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Howard now playing left field. Lee Mozzilli now playing center field. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Cubs. Ivan De Jesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. De Jesus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. De Jesus hits a pop-up into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 9. The Mets will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Waller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Mets, 9. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.